Mexico's non-candidate, Marichuy. In Mexico, the existing political structure is a patchwork of corruption. Government is sometimes indistinguishable from the notorious drug cartels. Some will call this rhetoric, but think of this. Remember the students who were disappeared in the massacre in Ayotzinapa? Perhaps that's why indigenous candidates are emerging, to give voice to the millions of people who were there before the Spanish came, to try to right the ship of state. Today, a woman called Marichuy is crossing the country, seeking official registration. But she calls herself a non-candidate, a woman content to be called an indigenous spokesperson. Marichuy, born to her Nahuatl family and named Maria de Jesus Patricio Martinez, is part of a campaign enthusiastically supported by the country's indigenous and others who want change, but also backed by the influential Zapatista Liberation Movement, which has a close relationship with indigenous people. When Marichuy visited Zapatista autonomous communities like Chiapas, recently she was greeted by thousands of indigenous people who encouraged her to run in the 2018 national presidential elections. Marichuy is indeed spokeswoman of the Consejo Indígena Gobierno, or Indigenous Governing Council, representing people in some 17 states. This non-candidate, emerging from the first people of this land, may be just what Mexico needs from imprisoned nation. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.